Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan.
And also in the studio, WBJC's Conti Harrison, our taster for this morning and the next few weeks. Welcome. Nice to see you.
It's great to be here.
We're tasting two scotches this morning. You have just passed me this enormous liter bottle of Monkey Shoulder, Batch 27, smooth and rich blended malt scotch whiskey. And we're talking about scotch, which is made from a number of different batches, could be different parts of the country, and somebody has created Monkey Shoulder, which is named for the shoulders of the poor men who had to shovel the barley and mix it around, and eventually, I imagine, gain tendonitis for their pleasure.
It's actually a blend of three Speyside from that area of Scotland.
Nice. So what do you think, Mary?
I like this. I actually have a bottle of this at home. I tried it because it was really nicely priced as compared to single malt. I like the fruitiness of it. It's rather easy drinking, some caramel overtones.
Conti Harrison, for you?
When I smelled this, I thought, oh my gosh, this is really beautiful, very perfumey, very sandalwoody. There's some amber in there. And when I tasted it, it almost replicated that pleasantness to the nose. I liked it. I think that I need to explore scotch a little bit further.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I bought this for us. So this, I thought, was a pretty nice introductory scotch. Blended scotch does not have to be bad scotch. Our second scotch is called the Singleton, and I feel bad about doing this because we went to the Glenord Distillery and we bought this there on the WBJC trip, and the Singleton actually is not available except at the airport and also in Southeast Asia. If you feel like going there, you can pick up a bottle. But this was a 15-year-old scotch from Glenord Distillery, and this was a single malt. Kathy, what do you think?
So when you're experiencing something that's really good, but you're not really sure about it, and you sort of think, gosh, I'm not crazy about this, you feel kind of bad. So I feel a little bit bad about how I feel about this scotch. When I first smelled it, I thought, oops, this is what I think of scotch. There's rubber, burning rubber in there, and smoke, leather. And I thought, oh boy, this is not my thing. But when I tasted it, it was not quite as intense and aggressive.
Mary, for you?
Yeah, I think aggressive is a really great way to describe that nose. They're both the same amount of alcohol, 40%, but the Singleton definitely tasted hotter, like more alcoholic,
because
it's a little bit rough. I liked it better once I got to the back end of it, and that's when sort of the spiciness started to come out. A little bit of ginger, definitely peppery. I have to say I wasn't overwhelmed by it. I liked the Monkey Shoulder better, and I tend to like the sort of peaty, smoky scotches that you'll find in Islay, and I'm not sure where this one is from.
So we reviewed two scotches today, Monkey Shoulder, a blended scotch, and we also reviewed the Singleton, a 15-year-old single malt, and that's going to wrap it up for Word on Wine today. Conti Harrison, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Mary Zajac, a pleasure.
Always great to be here.
I'm Jonathan Pilevsky for Word on Wine. Thanks for listening.